You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Now, today, this topic is going to be a lot to sip on, okay? You may even need to chew on this. It's going to be like there used to be this soup recipe or this soup commercial where it talked about it's so chunky you can eat it with a fork. Well, this is the kind of sip that you may actually have to chew on for a bit, seriously, because this topic today is your life's work. And today's episode is your life's work working? Is your life's work working? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This topic of life's work for me has been somewhat of a wrestling match. It's like I have had knowing in my heart from the time I was little on what I felt my call was and what I knew what the desires of my heart were and still are today. However, life has taken me down a journey, a path that I've struggled and I have wrestled with this call, this life's work. And really acknowledging it, and not only acknowledging it, but totally embracing it and totally engaging with it. So I will tell you, I have started this episode today several times. I keep starting and then erasing it, starting and erasing it, because I'm like, how can I fully explain this to you in a way that is really going to help set you free today? So this is, I don't even know which attempt this is today, but probably my fifth time at explaining this. And I'm like, nope, that's not right. Nope, that's not right. So if you'll stick with me here, I believe you're going to get something. First and foremost, your life's work, my dear, is not necessarily what you do. It's not what I do. It's who we're being and who we're becoming while we're doing what we're doing. Our life's work truly isn't what we do. Your life's work isn't what you do. It is who you are. I know that's big. Like we could just say, that's it. Done. The end. Your life's work is who you are. And when you are fully engaged with who you are, your life will work. Quite honestly, your life will work. When I began the process of really discovering what my life's work was, I remember it was painful. I was always pursuing this, like, what is my call? What is my call? And even though I knew certain things about it, you know, that entering into the art of healing, and not only like healing in the sense of walking with other people through their process of healing, but entering into my own miraculous healing. Quite honestly, a healer isn't someone who heals another. A healer is one who has healed or is healing. And when we can begin to receive our own healing, that's when we can really begin to enter into a life that works and our true life's work. So for me, I knew at a young age. However, I didn't know that my life wanted me to know it as badly as I wanted to know it. So much so that my life would begin telling me this story. And it wasn't until I became conscious enough to actually hear the story, recognize it, and actually receive the truth about it. It wasn't until then that I really entered into my life's work. So basically, at a young age, I was in my, you know, really young, I got called into chiropractic and then entered into chiropractic. And then in my about mid to late 20s, I remember sitting on my couch and I had just watched the movie What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. If you haven't seen that movie, fabulous movie. And I remember thinking, I'm so grateful to God that I know my purpose. And in that moment, I said, you know, I wanted confirmation. I was like, what is it again, God? I mean, I know what it is, but I want to be sure. And I heard, you're a messenger. And I was like, yes, yes, I knew it. I'm so glad. I'm so grateful. And I was like, what's the message again? And I heard very loudly in my heart, it's a message of hope. And I was like, yes. So I knew that I am a messenger of hope. I knew that. And it was confirmed and words were put on it. And it was like, I got the exclamation point and it's like the green light, like go with this message of hope. I didn't realize though that that process was going to take me through some very hopeless terrain. It felt very hopeless at times. And in that process of uncovering and discovering and then recovering, where I would recover, you know, I would cover it back up again. So that you'll hear me say this all the time. I'm not big into recovery because it just covers it up. No, I had to look at restoring the foundational truth and allowing that to be restored in my life, bringing me back to my center, my core, my truth. And it really brought me back to my heart. So after going through three divorces, and you've heard, you know, for those of you that haven't heard my story, you can go back and listen. I believe it's episode two is when I talk about it, when I say you are not alone. Like, I know this, you are not alone. I remember feeling alone when I was going through my darkest hours. But after going through three divorces, I finally had to acknowledge the fact that, Shannon, the truth is you are the common denominator here. And knowing and acknowledging the truth that I was the common denominator, I had to look and say, what was really going on? I had to ask myself, what is really going on here? And I took such a deep dive into my heart and have lived from this place ever since. I'm so grateful to God for the journey, the very painful journey that felt very hopeless at times. But I knew in the process that I would uncover truth. And in the truths that I have uncovered have allowed me now to be able to share my story with other souls from around the world and allow them to tap into their truth as well. And it ignites a hope within people. I always tell people, I cannot give you hope. I can't give you something that you already have. You have hope. You have life. And as long as life is flowing through you, there is hope, right? But what I can do is I can share something with you that will ignite and awaken the hope that's within you. And when you awaken the hope that's within you and you become very conscious of it, you become conscious of your beliefs, your desires, and the truth that you can now put your trust in. You can trust God, you can trust yourself, you can trust others, you can trust the process. That's the big thing. Let me tell you, my dear, if you are struggling with finding your true purpose and your life's work and your following your passion, know this, that life wants you to know as badly as you want to know. Are you willing to be quiet enough to actually pay attention and listen to your heart? Are you willing to listen to your heart and pay attention to what it is telling you? Pay attention to what life is telling you. Because your life's work, my life's work, it's not about what we do. It's about who we are, because our life's work is us. That's right, my dear. Your life's work is you. It's within you. And when you can go within, you will no longer go without. I'm going to say that again. When you can go within, you will no longer go without, because you will actually tap into a power that is very profoundly you. And you will begin to share from that place. Typically with life's work, there is a problem and there's pain involved, okay? Whether it's your own personal pain or whether there's a problem that you feel very, very passionately about being part of the solution, okay? So there's a problem and there's pain, but problem is most people, they avoid pain instead of going into it and actually saying, what is this pain trying to tell me? When I actually acknowledged and embraced the pain, I was able to get some answers to some lifelong questions that I had. It hasn't been easy. And the reason why it hasn't been easy is because it's caused me to have to really go deeply in my heart and be reminded of this every single time I speak with a soul that's hurting. And, you know, sometimes once you leave the fire, you don't want to go back near the fire. But I go back near the fire and I sit with people and I remind them of truth, the same truth that got me out of the fire. I remind them, it's in you. That hope is within you. Tap into it. Discover. Discover what's in you. Be willing to do the work. Be willing to do the painful discovery and be willing to stop fighting. Stop fighting and making your life so hard and actually stop and surrender. Put your arms up, your heart open, and actually say, life, what are you trying to teach me here? And when you do, you will see that beyond that pain is an incredible solution to a problem that you have very likely created on your own in your own life. I know it was not easy for me to admit either. But our life's work is definitely, it's connected with pain and a problem. But it's also connected to a massive solution. And when you realize that you are the carrier of the message of solution, that you are the carrier of a solution, and you are the carrier of the solution that will get your life working, you will enter into your life's work, my dear. I know this is deep. And I know this isn't going to be the last message we talk about this, the last podcast, because this is deep. And like I said, people will toil about this. What's my purpose? What's my passion? But yet secretly, quietly, unconsciously, knowing it's there and realizing it's on the back burner because you don't think you have time. Let me tell you, you will have so much more time than you think when you actually turn and you face it and you receive it and you go all into that refining fire so that you can come out a shiny diamond. It's beautiful, my dear. So please do me and do yourself a favor. Your sacred soul step for today is this. Grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And I want you to write down your story up until this point, because really, truly, your story, if you pay attention, your story is leading you somewhere. Stop running from your own story and go within your heart and ask, what is my story really trying to tell me? What is your story telling you? Stop being a storyteller and actually take time to figure out what your story is actually trying to tell you. And when you discover that for yourself, you're going to get some really incredible hidden gems of value that will be like signs pointing, this is the way to go. The question is, are you going to step in and are you going to go with the flow that is your life's work? And eventually, yes, without a doubt, completely, your life working. This is the question. Is your life working? And is your life's work working? And when you begin to work your life's work, your life will work. Man, thank you for being here today. And thank you for listening to that. I know I said I went through about 5 episodes before I was able to get that out. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have questions, because I'm certain that there are going to be more questions. The beautiful thing about questions is that we get more answers, okay? And if we're not satisfied with the questions, we keep asking. Or excuse me, if we're not satisfied with the answers, we keep asking the questions to get us to the answers that we seek. So I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.